Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, first, welcome to all of the family and friends of the newly elected representatives. I know that for you, this is a day to be very proud of. Also, congratulations to all of the returning members, as well as the newly elected members. Almost a third of this body are newly elected members, and this is something to be welcomed. Many of you newly elected members are coming here with bold new ideas and lots of energy. That's a good thing. Some of you newly elected members will be told to dampen your expectations and to dampen your energy. Don't do it. Bold ideas and new energy are a good thing. It will help challenge conventional wisdom and will also help more seasoned members to reassess their own point of view. Congratulations as well to the newly elected leaders from both parties, including Speaker Paulson, Majority Leader Utmeyer, and Speaker Pro Tem Kaufman. Particular congratulations are in order to Leader Utmeyer, who is the first woman House Majority Leader in Iowa history. To the Republican leaders and members, we will have some battles at times, no doubt. But I am confident that no matter what that battle may be on a given day, that we will be able to get together at the end of that particular day and talk in a civil tone about the next day and how we will again work together in a bipartisan way. Mr. Speaker, House Democrats are ready to go to work. We are ready, willing, and able to put partisanship aside and to join you and your members and helping govern this great state. Every day, we will show up to work, prepared to focus on bread and butter issues that affect the average, ordinary Iowan. And every day that your members show up to do the same, you will receive a helping hand from us. A word of warning, however, if a day comes when our members show up, ready to work on bread and butter issues, and instead find that the House ship has steered into stormy waters, focused instead on divisive issues, then you will hear our voices as we attempt to steer that ship away from the extreme and back to the mainstream. We are ready to go to work, and we understand that that work begins today on the budget. We will work with you to find efficiencies and to make government more effective, just as we did last year when House Democrats passed, with Republican support, the largest cost savings measure in Iowa history. With this year's budget, we challenge you to work with us to do better. House Study Bill 1, which will be assigned today in the Appropriations Committee, contains some items that we can work towards consensus on. However, while cutting $17 million from the current year's general fund, it spends $41 million more for a net increase of $23 million more. Surely we can do better, and we are willing to help. Mr. Speaker, House Democrats, as I said, are ready to go to work. Congratulations again to all the new members and their families. And now let's get to work. Thank you very much.